Also, ironically, it became possible to count knights in a way as economic units. If you could not show up at your lord's insistence, you might pay what is called in Anglo-Norman England scutage, that is, shield money, a replacement for your knights, and then the king or the lord could just happily hire a bunch of mercenaries. And even on the eve of the Crusade, it was clear that warfare was becoming increasingly commercialized with the economic recovery of Europe. And so sometimes, rather than calling upon that feudal service, you in effect went for commutation, that is, a changeover to money. Another aspect, besides these developments of heavy cavalry in Western Europe, which was completed by the 11th century, the peoples of Western Europe also were far more impressive in siege and positional warfare than they're usually credited. And here again, they fell heirs to the Roman techniques of fortification. There were also peoples that lived in heavily wooded areas. I stressed repeatedly in the lecture on the economic development of Europe that forests, heaths, and marshes were far greater barriers than the rivers were in Europe. Rivers were actually forms of communication. And so Western Europeans were extremely adept at working in wood, and also that tremendous tradition in shipbuilding, both in the northern waters and the Mediterranean waters of Western Europe, meant there were many skilled men capable of dealing with wood. Warfare was often positional. You got your knights together, moved into an area. You couldn't lure your opponent into battle. So what did you do? You immediately built a castle. The common castle used was a so-called moat and bailey castle. It's a simply a stockade in a circle. The earth, which was removed before the stockade for a ditch, would then be piled up to a hill with a tower on top of it. It was very easily constructed and very easily defended. These came to characterize much of Western Europe in the era before the Crusades. And these were devised back in the 8th and 9th centuries. For instance, the English kings, Alfred and his successors, used a version of this fortification or fortified towns as burghs as they recovered England from the Vikings. The Moat and Bailey Castle in its classic form was brought to England by William the Conqueror and was used to keep the English population under control. He may have won the Battle of Hastings, but it took him another 4 or 5 years to impose Norman authority throughout England, and most of it had to do with the construction of Moat and Bailey castles. Western Europeans, again, the Byzantines would tend to let you believe that the Western Europeans knew nothing about siege warfare until the Byzantines informed them. But the Western Europeans did also deploy what we would call engines of war. These are the means of capturing fortified towns and castles. They understood the use of torsion weapons, catapults, onagers, which hurl stones and other devices against walls to smash them. The trebuchet, which is essentially a counterbalancing item where you have a big weight to throw a stone, was also known in Western Europe on the eve of the Crusade. The building of storming towers, of sheds, even the so-called Latin auger, that is the great ramp to move a tower up to a wall more closely. All of these techniques were clearly known by West Europeans on the eve of the Crusades. They were used in Spain and in Italy, but had spread across Western Europe, and our best guess seems to be that the Frankish kings, the Merovingian kings, had fallen heir to some of these traditions. And by the 7th and 8th century, the Western Europeans, contrary to their Germanic and Celtic ancestors who'd opposed the Romans, had become quite adept in using these types of siege warfare. The Italians proved remarkably skillful in constructing these weapons, particularly the Pisans, the Venetians, the Genoese, the Provençal from Marseille or the Catalonians from Barcelona, because they were so heavily engaged in shipbuilding. And it doesn't take much of a transfer of skills to be excellent in the types of technology of shipbuilding I discussed to be able to build these types of weapons. Now, the Western Europeans did not seem to have in their possession the famous Greek fire, which the Byzantines kept as their state secret, that is the fire prepared with thunder and lightning, as it's called in Greek, this petroleum product that could be shot at ships and towers and would burn indiscriminately because it was lighter than water. But beyond a couple of those refinements, they were certainly capable of taking a city if they had the time to build those types of towers and artillery.